News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Three people are dead, several injured, and sites across Moscow continue to burn following one of Ukraine's largest ever drone strikes against Russia. And this strike landing square at the heart of the capital. Emmanuel Shays is with us, Ukraine correspondent for Radio France Internationale. Emmanuel, this is both a significant strategic achievement as well as a significant step in the conflict between the two nations. Moscow would have thought that this was impossible, I assume.
Absolutely. There's definitely been a shift before and after those long-range strikes by Ukraine. They're not the first ones, but they are the first ones, I would say, that hit really Moscow's industrial and military infrastructure in the capital. Russians used to think that Moscow was relatively safe, and the Kremlin had also dispatched the air defense it has mostly in those big, cities such as Moscow and St. Petersburg, so that the most influential people in the country would also not feel the war as much as perhaps people living in border regions. So that's definitely something that has changed. Yesterday, Volodymyr Zelensky had warned that should Russia continue striking civilians, Ukraine would give a fair response, and the response was to hit oil refineries, militarily strategic companies, which are providing components like radioelectrics, optic components for the Russian army, and to strike as well Russian military sites.
It also says something about Ukraine's military capacity, because long-range strikes, when the conflict originally began, would have been dependent on the support of NATO providing arms or the US providing arms. In this instance, it appears to be homegrown munitions that were used.
Absolutely. And you point that out just as President Zelensky was also eager to emphasize this point. Those are weapons, those are drones and missiles that were manufactured in Ukraine. And we saw over those 4+ years of full-scale invasion from Russia into Ukraine that Ukraine was also in a race against time to develop its own military industry, its own defense weapons at a time when reliance on third countries or, reliance on old allies might be flaky at times. And we see that those past few months have really shown that Ukraine is capable of those deep strikes within the Russian territory, sometimes, thousands of kilometers, 1,000 kilometers away from the nearest border with Ukraine. So it's also strategically to very much convey the message to Moscow that nowhere it is safe for its military in the Russian Federation.
It is unlikely to go without response. What's the expectation in terms of reprisal?
Well, it's interesting when you talk about response, because in fact, if Russia wanted this war to be over, it could simply stop striking Ukraine. There's going to be Russian strikes happening, whether or not Ukraine is striking Russia's military and industrial infrastructure. Just last night, the city of Dnipro, the city of Odessa, were heavily struck by missiles and by Russian drones. Russia launched overnight over 520 drones, over 22 missiles also, and that happens day in, day out. So whether or not Ukraine is defending itself, the only thing that Ukraine can do is try to hinder this war effort by Russia. And Ukraine repeats constantly that it actually is ready for peace should Russia want so.
Emmanuel, thank you so much. Emmanuel Shays, Ukraine correspondent for RFI and France 24.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.